everyone.
Hi, happy Monday night.
Yes. So, Eleanor, can you remind us what our theme is this week, first off?
Yeah, reflections. But Luke, who are we?
Oh, right. I'm Luke.
And I'm Eleanor.
We were once babies.
Yeah. Oh, God. Luke just hit her head.
It's okay, it wasn't
There's,
too
like,
hard.
A weird thing in the middle of our space. Like, it's a CD holder. I don't know. I feel like we might be in weird moods.
I think so, too. I was just thinking about our name, though, when we said it. Uh-huh. It's a very interesting name.
I know. Sometimes I think about that, too.
Maybe for next week's theme, we can do something related to our title.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Even though I like our last idea, too.
Maybe it's both. I don't know. We can reflect on it later.
Oh, yes. Okay. So, Eleanor, what is something that you are excited to get over with?
All of my projects. Some of them I'm excited for, but I'm also, like, ready. Okay, the one that I'm really excited to get finished is the one for my gender, sexuality, and popular culture class where I have to, like, record a conversation and then produce, like, a paper and all this,
right.
Like,
That's the one
stuff.
You were telling me about last week, right? Okay.
I just don't really feel confident or excited about any part of it, but I'm trying to make it interesting by, like, dancing to the recording of the conversation, but we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I hate when projects like those happen because it's so much harder to get through if you're not interested.
Yeah. What about you? What do you want to finish? I have a guess.
I'm excited to get done with my Spanish presentation tomorrow. Okay. That's just kind of a weight off my chest.
Yeah.
And my presentation for my other class on Thursday. So two presentations this week.
That's a lot.
I just am scared of presenting always. So they're I am so nervous, like, 3 days ahead. So
that's awful.
But so I'm excited for those to be over.
That's good. I'm doing a presentation on presenting this week.
Ooh, that's just fun. Maybe you should do that for me so I can understand.
Yeah. Good idea. Do you want to go first? I put you as going first.
Yes, that sounds great.
Okay,
so our theme is reflections, and I had a hard time sort of figuring out if I wanted to tell a story about, like, reflecting on something, or, like, seeing my reflection somewhere, or all of the various meanings that reflection sort of gives. But I decided to sort of tell three short stories, but all related to one idea of reflection. So
I'm excited.
So a thing that came to mind was reflection through your side mirror on your car, and three experiences that I have basically looked at the side mirror and, like, have never forgotten those. So,
oh, this sounds so cool.
So the first one, and the oldest one, is when I was in California, and it was my last time with my whole family, my mom, dad, and sister, in California, and we were leaving California to drive to Idaho and move to Idaho, basically.
Wait, you grew up in California?
I lived in California for a year.
Okay.
I was really young. But so there's this place in California, there's this highway in California, it's called the Big Sur Highway, and it's, like, one of the most beautiful highways in California. Like, it is like huge winding roads, and when you get off of it, if you look behind you, you're leaving, like, these huge mountains right next to the ocean.
Oh my God.
And it's just absolutely gorgeous. So I remember we were leaving during the evening, and I was looking through. I was sitting in the front seat, in the middle front seat, because I was the smallest, because we were driving this, our white pickup truck. And my mom was driving, my dad was sitting in the side. And I remember, like, being bummed that we were leaving California. And I looked in the rearview mirror, and, you know, it says, like, rear view, like, on the car. And in the mirror, I could see the sunset setting with the mountains and the ocean in the background. And, like, that's the last memory I remember from leaving that place. Mm-hmm. So it's just so nice. Okay, so that's number one. Number two is, so Flathead Lake, which I've spoken about before, it's like a really important part of my growing up, because my dad, it was like the only time when I got to see my dad during the summers, and it's when we went there, in the beginning as a whole family, and then it ended up being like a spot where I was able, where my sister and my dad and I all hung out, Flathead Lake has this like very specific kind of beauty about it. Like it's different than a lot of other lakes just because of where it's placed and what it has around it. Anyway, so in order to get to Flathead Lake, you have to go down this huge hill and then you see the lake, but like you don't see it until you come over this hill.
Is it steep?
No, not incredibly, but it's like long. So okay. It takes what like you're like waiting for it to come, you know? So every time we left this place or Flathead Lake, we would have to go back over this hill. And so every year, every summer, I remember it was the last 2 weeks of summer when we would be leaving, and it would be the week that I was heading back to school, so heading back to Idaho, and we would be coming up over this hill, and I'd look back in the rearview mirror and just see Flathead like slowly getting smaller and smaller and smaller until it finally disappeared when we got over the end of the hill. And so it's like, I just, you know, never forget like how important that lake was to us and seeing it in the little rearview mirror. And then the third and final one in the rearview mirror was much more recent, my first year of college, when I bought my own car and was driving it here second semester from Idaho. And so it was like this kind of weird experience because I was driving alone, you know, at 18 across the country, and leaving this place that is like such a central part of my life and going to this place which I knew at the time like very vaguely, but still it was like kind of like there were a lot of unknowns here. And so I was getting in this car that I had never driven before, you know, just because we literally bought it. We couldn't find a car for me, and we bought it the day I was leaving.
Oh, my God.
So it was, like, a really weird, and it had, like, a cracked windshield. Like, my uncle's like, yeah, the tires aren't great. And so I was, like, going across the country in this car that, you know, who knew if it was going to make it and stuff. But I get in it, and it's, by the time we were able to get the car, it's, again, evening. And I was leaving alone, and it just, this experience brought me back to Flathead and leaving California, except this time it was so much different, and it contrasted the others because I was like alone, and I felt like I was like starting something new and starting my own like rear view mirror traditions. And I, like, looked out of the side rearview mirror and just saw, like, the Tetons and Idaho and Wyoming just, like, slowly being left behind. And so, yeah, that is my reflections story.
Ooh. Again, weird mood, but wow, the ending made me tear up. I don't know why. Wow, I really like that. I think there's something... Luke and I were... I don't know. Okay, I'm just gonna...
Yeah, yeah.
Talk. We were both saying how we, like, felt sort of shitty about our stories today. Because, I don't know. I think at least I had trouble coming up with something. And Luke just said... Like you said, you also did. But I really love... I think that there should be more time to, like, speak about very specific memories that don't necessarily, like... There's no clear... Like, there's no punchline. There's no, like, suspense, like, you know? But you're just, like... I have this very strong memory, and I want to tell it to someone because it's so huge in my mind. And, like, it just feels worth noting. So I appreciate you sharing those, and I liked... the way you put them all together.
Thank you. I think it's like so interesting. Like, I feel like so many people have these very specific memories that seem meaningless,
mm-hmm.
but they like must have an effect or like right. somehow translate to something more important mm-hmm. in their life because it has stuck with them for so long. Or at least that's how I feel, but I have no idea what like so many of these things that are in my head mean, you know?
Yeah, that's like meaningless memories.
Yeah,
that feels really inspiring to me. I feel like I have a lot of those that I just like want to tell people and they're like, okay, you know, but
right,
like, what do you mean, okay, this is huge.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think what was in my prediction when you started talking about rear view mirrors is that you were going to see something like surreal, or you were going to see some like violent accident or like something like that. So it was interesting. Feels like a theme in our show of like, it turns out you're talking about like beautiful nature. And I'm just, I don't know, but
there's like car accident.
Yeah. And also so I guess my question is, what was it like to see these beautiful, and you kind of touched on this, but what was it like to see these natural, beautiful spaces, like when you were a passenger versus in the car driving?
Mm. Yeah. That's an interesting question. Well, first of all, which is like the obvious answer, but like as a passenger, I stared at the rearview mirror for a much longer period of time, and so right. it felt more like impactful in a way, and mm-hmm. like long lasting kind of, and like it was like carved into my memory mm-hmm. more. Where when you're driving, it's much different, obviously, because you're paying attention to the road and to other things while driving, but like you can only glance
mm-hmm.
When you get the chance.
Yeah.
And so it's like seeing one thing and then you feel like you're missing something that you didn't see leaving. Like when I'm leaving, you know, I'm leaving away from this space that I've called home my entire life. And so I'm like, I want to glance at it forever while the car is in motion. But I only had the chance to every so often.
Right.
So I think that's kind of what makes it different.
That's really interesting, especially as a non-driver or a non- Mm-hmm. experienced driver. Also something about your second story, like the repetition of looking back like every year,
yeah,
it made me, it's, I think it's, those things are really interesting that like there are certain things we decide to look at routinely because it brings something back. And like there's a, it made me think about this place I used to go to summer camp, and it was called Spoke the Hub, and on Douglas Street in Brooklyn, and it was where I went to camp from when I was like 8 to I don't know, like 15 or 16. And every time I would pass by it, like I talked about camp and I really loved it, and like felt really sad that it was over every year. And so when I would pass by those red doors, I like always felt a need to look at it the entire, like if I was driving past or something, like I always felt a need to look at it as long as I could, or like driving away, I was like, I have to look at it.
Yeah.
So I think there's something specific about like there being this place that you like attached some home value to it, and like trying to get as much of it as you can at the end.
Yeah. And I also think it's really interesting how every time you re-see those things, how much it changes or how much it has, like, grown as something in your mind.
Yeah.
Whether it's, like, its significance or something about it has altered somehow.
Yeah.
And, like, how you value it for the future, kind of.
Yeah. And you're, like, moving away, but you know you're going to see it again. It's just like,
you
see that time. You're like, I know it's going to be a long time until
exactly. And the next time is going to be completely different than how I saw it this time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. And I feel like that'll connect well into what I talk about after your song.
Okay.
So perfect. What is your song?
Okay. So my song is by Glass Animals. It's called Season 2, Episode 1. It's a great song. I chose this, and I chose two Glass Animals songs for my playlist today because they are, like, the most reflective songs for me. Like, when I listen to these songs, my mind, without me wanting it to, just like goes into this like trance of reflection. Hmm. Just because, like, I don't know, glass animals is just like this like weird combination of so much that's like really calming and soothing, but also like, for me, like, makes you think about things. Hmm. So that's why I picked this. And that's, I could cool. imagine listening to this song while looking in the rearview mirror.
Awesome. I'm yeah. excited. I feel like that also makes me think of car songs, like songs that are good to listen to on like mm-hmm. car trips and feel like you're in a movie.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is that song, but
no, for sure.
Made me think
sure.
of that. Ready?
Right. Yes.
Aux one. That oh, that sound, is that loud? No, okay. Anyway, that was a great song.
Thank you. I yeah, really I liked love it. That song.
I've never heard it before. It was really It was fun and weird and loud and high-pitched. It was great.
Yeah, Glass Animals have a lot of songs like that that I just love. It's just like such a weird mood, but like it's great.
Yeah, I've listened to some stuff, but not a lot of stuff, so
okay.
I should listen more.
Sweet. Are you ready to tell your story?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Okay, so I also went through the process of like, what kind of reflection do I want to talk about? And I thought about mirrors, and I thought about water a little bit, and I thought about like things to reflect on, and that was like, well, everything. But I kind of landed on like talking about how often I reflect and like my process of reflecting. And I have a very specific memory of sitting on the floor, like on a beanbag chair that my family used to have in our dining room, and being surrounded by, it was like eighth grade, I was surrounded by all of these old notebooks of mine that I had found and all of these things in a drawer. And I had like pulled them all out and I was looking at them, and my mom came in and she was like, oh, it's that time of year again. And I was like, what? And she was like, you do this like every April or something where you like look back at all of your stuff. And I was like, I guess I don't know if that sounds very specific, and I don't remember doing that exactly, but I think I have done that for maybe my whole life, but have done it for a very long time, at least, of just like using objects that either like depict me or I've created in order to reflect on myself and my life. And I really love it, and like often if I have time, I devote a lot of time to it. Or I wish I could. So it's just been like a big part of my life, and it happens with a lot of different things, and it's brought me a lot of different moments of like, I guess, reflection. And I think it's interesting to do it so somewhat routinely, because you get to see the same like written words that you've looked at before, but you're in a new place.
Yeah.
And you get new perspectives on them, or you remember what it was like to read it last time. And I think I do it because it's my like healthy narcissism of just like being fascinated with myself. And I think I do it to figure out answers about myself, and to figure out like why I was like something when I at a certain time, or to find like self-love and how like cute I was as a baby, or like like joy in that, and hope, like optimism. It feels like a good way to, I don't know, there's something about reflecting about things that you've made, or like where like that you feel firmly located in, that it's hard to like hate yourself while you do that, because you're like spending time giving yourself time to reflect. Like sometimes I'm like, oh my god, what, why was I wearing that? But most of the time I'm just, it feels like an act of self-love to think about myself in that way. But I wanted to talk about like different methods I use and specific examples, short examples. Sweet. I have. So I'm readjusting. So one way I reflect, one thing I use is to watch old dance videos. Okay. I'll just like go back and look at things I was making or pieces I was in from when I was like 4 to like this year, you know? Excuse me. And my dad actually made this a lot easier, because he put all of my dances on a flash drive. Like, that was his present to me when I went away to college, which has been incredibly useful. It's a really good present. But one way I like have used old dance videos is that there was every year I was in this performance called Youth Works, which I've talked to you about, but it basically was a like place for young people to make work for free and then get their work performed at the place I grew up dancing. And I did this from when I was like 8 to 18. And when I was 12, I started doing a solo every year.
Okay.
So I think around when I was like 14 or 15, right before I would show my work, I would always go back and watch the like solos that I had done before.
Yeah.
And then the next year I would watch like those solos and then the one from the last year. And by the time I was about to graduate, I watched, you know, like all like, I forget, like six solos, something like that. And it just felt like a way for me to like find courage and pride in myself and to see how much I've grown.
Yeah.
Oh, my computer. Okay. And then another way, which I don't do that often, but like going back and listening to old playlists that I've made. Well, actually, I have done that a bit, but it feels like a different process than the others. But mm-hmm. like just being in that space of remembering what was happening when I made that playlist, like either if it was just a playlist I made for that week or like a playlist I made for a specific person, like what songs did I love so much at the time that I wanted to share them with others? And then also, I was just telling you about my different playlists. So when I make playlists for others now, I like go through this huge list of songs that I like. And so then that's also a process of reflecting because I see the songs. It's like in chronological order. So yeah. And then another way, I love looking at old photographs. And when I was like maybe in eighth grade, I did a project of just looking through all of our like physical copies of photographs and finding pictures that made me happy. And I had this like big stack. I still have it. And I put it on my desk, and eighth grade was like one of the worst times of my life. So I put it on my desk, and every night before I went to sleep, I would find a new photo to put on top that felt like it reflected how I was doing or like to bring me some sort of joy.
Yeah.
So like if I was sleepy, I'd find a picture of me sleeping, or I'd find a silly one, or I'd find a like, I don't know. It just was a way to connect myself to this past self that I like knew I had love for, even if I didn't have love for myself at that time.
Yeah.
And then old emails, like going through things I wrote when I was, you know, 8, and just got an email, and like, what did I email my friends? And just like laughing at myself and the ridiculousness. But also, you know, there's something, it usually feels like fun laughing.
Yeah.
And then another thing, I like notebooks that I wrote in, definitely diaries, but also school notebooks. Or like, there was a one time where I had a poetry notebook when I was like 12, and I stopped writing in it, but I looked back at it like 2 years ago maybe, and I found this poem I had no memory of writing, all about my friend Sophia, who I was like in a very, very close like friendship with at the time of refinding the poem.
Yeah.
And I had written this poem when I was maybe 13 or something, and it was all about like how I should spend more time with her, and like how she was a good friend and like a good future for me.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was just like, I don't even remember writing this, but it like meant so much to find it at that time. And then I sent it to her, and it was just like, yeah, the reflection, it brings so much, and it would have been really different. I'm sure reading that poem now would be really different than like in that moment then when I was so like sort of very dependent, a lot of codependency, but so I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I also have looked through like art, lots of art, things like that, text messages, dream journals.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, or like, oh yeah, writing on the computer. I don't know, things like that.
Yeah.
And it has been a really special thing, and something I know I can go back to feel good or remember parts of myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Thanks.
That was so wonderful. I love when the sort of the first portion, when you were talking about reflection and how it means, like, or it can mean, like, the sort of self-love. Mm. And I guess I don't think I've ever thought of reflection that way. I don't think I have, like, I definitely haven't reflected in the same way as you either.
Yeah.
With the things that you go back through.
Yeah.
Like, in high school, my school was, like, it promoted reflecting a lot. And, like, in school, we did so much reflection. And I think Hampshire right. does, too.
Yeah.
Like, it's, but I always looked at it as sort of, like, reflection as a mode or a way of growing mm. and not as something, like, and, like, to learn from for your future,
right.
things that you do in that same light, but not as, like, this sort of self-love
yeah.
sort of thing. And I love that, and it, like, makes me want to reflect more and, like, reflect more. Like, you talked a lot about, like, reflecting physically
mm-hmm.
or, like, with actual things.
Right.
Where I, like, hardly probably ever do that, but mm-hmm. I think I reflect mentally a lot.
Yeah.
Anyways, I know this is rambling.
It's all good. It's full of rich thoughts.
Stop. So do you feel like your, like, this sort of idea of physical reflection is different than how you mentally reflect on things? And I know, like, they sort of, they coincide, obviously. Mm-hmm. But to me, it's a very different process
yeah.
doing that.
Yeah.
And, like, how are they different and how are they significant in their mm-hmm. own ways to you?
Right. Yeah, they feel very different. I think there's something about, like, having a physical object where it's, like, sort of keeps you to it. Mm-hmm. Like, your mind can obviously wander, but it's, like, it wanders and then it, you're like, you see the next dance move, or you see the next, like, you flip the page and you see all of this other memory. So you're, like, attached to a certain time or moment,
mm-hmm.
And you're choosing to, and you're choosing to continue watching or flipping through or, like, yeah, reading, you know, there's a choice to it.
Yeah.
And I think it's almost like it's sort of passive in a way, but in a, like, really nice way. Like, of course there are active thoughts going on and you're actively choosing to engage, but it's not like it doesn't feel like there's work in the same way. It sort of feels mm-hmm. like you're just, like, crawling in bed into
yeah.
like memories while reflecting when I'm just, like, sitting on a bus on the way home and listening to music, or which I also really love, or like writing in my diary to reflect. Those feel, like, different. Or, like, talking, they just feel, there's more work that has to be put in.
Yeah.
And sometimes that work is grueling or, like, tiring, and mm-hmm. I just am ready to move on and, like, be done with the processing process.
Yeah.
But I think it is also nice. It just, I really like the concreteness of the other forms of reflection.
Yeah.
Because you can just, like, hold on to it and know you get to go back to it. And, like, there's just thinking, even when it's, like, you have an exciting thought, it feels sort of, what's that word? Like, it fleeting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's really nice. That makes me want to reflect with real things.
You should, like, all of your writing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or videos.
Yeah. That's so,
like,
true.
Like, what's the first video you made?
That's so true. Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay.
I recommend it.
I have some work to do. My other question
that yeah.
I was wondering, that made me think of in the beginning. What's, like, the most memorable object or piece that you reflected on that mm-hmm. like you remember reflecting on and being like, oh wow, like either like you thought something completely different when you reflected on it
mm-hmm.
or like you really like were moved by that event
yeah.
that happened in the past. Yeah.
The thing that's coming to mind that, like, really might not have come to mind, like, if you asked me yesterday or you asked me tomorrow, but is this solo that I did when I was 8. And there's a, and it, I think part of the reason I was like, it feels special is that I, you know, I've had this flash drive that my dad gave me and I was watching it and everything felt familiar. And then I saw this dance, this solo I did, which was like within the context of a larger like student concert.
Okay.
And it was like a piece with 14 people, but then there was a moment where everyone like went away and I had the first solo. And I mean, now I'm like, yeah, I remember that process and it feels familiar, but I hadn't seen that work in a really long time. Yeah. And I was just like, oh my God, I love this. This is like so wonderful. Like it's such a sweet, peaceful, lovely solo.
Yeah.
That I'm wearing this like blue dress and, it just felt really wonderful and emotional to like see it and just see like a new thing to reflect on, a new beauty. And then I don't know, I'm not sure if I told you this or maybe I feel like someone who is listening right now might have heard the story, but I recently had a new reflection on it, not by watching it, but when I was remembering it, because I was at this dance conference and I went to this workshop called Queering Dance or like Queering Research. And we were doing this free write and free dance, all about thinking about like queering dance, which basically just means like disrupting binaries within dance. Okay. And also like thinking about queerness. And I had this moment where I was like writing and then I was like, oh my God, has every dance I've ever made been queer? And it was this really like special realization of, I don't know, I like now that I've been thinking about my queerness more explicitly, like in the past year, I've been like, well, I gotta make dance about it because I'm a dancer. And then in this workshop, I was like, what do you mean? Like you've always been queer. Like you've always been making queer dance. You've all like, and also been breaking binaries in the dancing. And
yeah.
So then I had this moment in doing the free dance after having this like written realization where I was trying to remember that movement that I did when I was 8 and like do it and like think about it as queer. And it just like made me cry in the middle of this gym in like New Hampshire, because there was just like so much love there that was it like, yeah, like reflective self-love.
Yeah That's such a great realization.
It was it was very meaningful.
Yeah That's wonderful.
Yeah Okay you know what, I had a song that I was going to play, but I want to play a different song.
Okay
which reflects
I can't wait.
So what I was going to play was Breathe Me by Sia, which is like a song that made me really sad in 8th grade, and like I made a dance to it and it's like on a play, like I don't know, so like it connects to things, but I'm gonna play the song that I did that dance to.
Okay, sweet. I can't wait.
Yeah, just give me 1 second. Okay, ready?
Yes.
It's The Shining by Badly Drawn Boy. Thank you.
Faith pours from your walls, drowning your calls. I've tried to hear, you're not near. Remembering when I saw your face shining my way, pure timing. Now I've fallen in deep, slow, silent sleep. It's killing me, I'm dying. A little bit of sunshine in your life. Solid all over you, warm sun pours over me. Solid all over you, warm sun. Now this slick fallen rift came like a gift. Your body moves ever nearer.
Love that song.
Yeah, it's a good song.
It was so nice. Yeah.
I'm feeling really happy I played it.
Me too. I was telling Eleanor that when it started out, I didn't think that it was going where it went. Like, yeah. I didn't expect the voice to come in or to like pick up.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was wonderful.
Yeah. Glad you liked it.
All right.
You ready?
I'm super ready.
What are your songs? How did you do it?
My songs are mostly about reflection. Actually, all of them are about reflection besides one that's another Glass Animals song that I reflect to.
Cool.
What about you?
They're kind of random. Some of them are, like, about, I guess they're all about reflecting. Some are more about, like, different, like, mirrors or light reflecting. And then some are, seem like songs that are people reflecting. And then one's about, relates to, like, me looking at photographs.
Okay.
It's kind of random.
Sweet. Yeah. I'm excited.
Ready?
All right. Enjoy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It was February. It was June. It was August with you. I do marry you. I did, but I was just a kid. I won't, I won't tell anybody what you told when you sat next to me. Nothing new, a hug and a drink from you. Then you flew, fountain of youth, and a cup of milk, the pages of my book. February, another risk you took. February, there was nothing near me. I couldn't see, I was watching drunkly. And a cup of milk.
In fascination, looking through the night, and the moon's never seen me before, but I'm reflecting light. I wrote the pain down, got off and looked up. Looked into your eyes, the lost open windows all around, my dark heart lit up the skies. Now that I've worn out the world, I'm on my knees in fascination. Looking through the night, and the moon's never seen me before, but I'm reflecting light.
of sunlight to moonlight, reflections of my life. Oh, how they fill my eyes.
The greetings of people in trouble, reflections of my life.
Oh, how they fill my eyes.
All my sorrow said tomorrow.
Hard to believe you don't know the beauty you are. But if you don't, let me be your eyes, a hand to your darkness, so you won't be afraid when you think the night has in your mind that inside you're twisted and unkind. Let me stand to show that you are blind. Please put down your hands, 'cause I see you. I'll be your mirror. I'll be your mirror.
Cool.
Hope you enjoyed the playlist. I really liked it, actually.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, so we will tell you the songs and who they're by. So first off, the song that I played for my story was Season 2, Episode 3 of Glass Animals.
And then I played The Shining by Badly Drawn Boy instead of Breathe Me by Sia.
And then Intro by The XX. And then Reflections by Mr. Wives.
Then February by Frankie Kosmos. Then Reflecting Light by Sam Phillips.
And then Reflections of My Life by Marmalade.
Then I'll Be Your Mirror by The Velvet Underground.
Then Hazy by Glass Animals.
And then Itchin' on a Photograph by Group Love.
We hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And Luke, we have some...
What's the theme for next week?
Should we tell them the news first?
What's...
That this will be our last.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I am studying abroad next semester, and Eleanor is studying abroad the semester after that. So this will be our... Or next week will be our final episode for a year. A year.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a lot to reflect on. But, you know, it's sad, but it'll be okay.
Yes. So, but when we come back, we are going to start something again. It might change.
Yes.
Depending on how we are feeling.
Yeah.
But
next week, we have a really exciting theme.
Yes.
That'll be fun. You want to say it?
Yeah. It is Eleanor and Luke. So we are telling stories about each other to end our podcast for a year.
Yep.
Yeah. So
it's going to be good.
Look forward to that.
Yeah.
And thank you for listening, Eleanor's parents.
And probably my sister. Maybe my Yay. Sister's boyfriend.
And Carla. Oh, my.
Yeah. Okay. Hi, Wilder, if you're out there.
Sweet. All right. See you next week.
Goodbye.